Jelly Radio, the morning show. And as I promised you earlier, on the line with me is Kelby Costner. Good morning, Kelby.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good, brother. It is great to hear from you today, man. Thank you so much for taking time to call in and talk to us. Man, you have one of the biggest songs right now in Holy Ghost Town, man. It is one phenomenal song. I can tell you that much, brother.
Awesome, man. I appreciate y'all spinning. I'm glad everybody loves it down there.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, man, I don't know a whole bunch about you, that's the way I do things, man. I like to find out things firsthand as much as my listeners do. It's a little unconventional, but one thing I do know, man, is you are like from my favorite town in the whole world, which is Lincolnton, North Carolina.
Oh, really now?
Yeah, man. That is like... is actually my favorite town in the whole place, man. I drove through going through basic training when I was on my way to basic mm-hmm. training, and man, I fell in love with that place. It was just beautiful, the hills, yep. and everything with the tobacco fields, and it was just so nice, man. And I'm like, dang, this is one place I really like, man. And I never forgot that.
Yeah, if I could still live there and do what I do, I would definitely still be living there for sure.
Now that's
just thankful to be from there. All my family's still there, so I'll try to visit when I can.
Right, man. So the family is still there, then that's good.
Yep, my whole family's right in that little town.
So I know you're in Nashville, man. How long have you been in Nashville now?
January will be 5 years.
5 years, okay. Cool.
Yep. Feels like a couple months. It's just flown by.
Oh, man. Listen, dude, that Nashville is some kind of town, man. I'm going to leave it.
Oh, it's crazy.
I'm going to leave it at that, man. It's it just depends on how you want to look at it, man.
Yeah. It's which side of Nashville you want to see.
That's exactly correct, man. That is exactly correct. Man, let's talk about the song, brother. Did you write that, or is that written by some other folks? You help with that?
I didn't, man. I got pitched this song, I think probably a year and a half ago. It was written by two guys named Eric Dillon and Randy Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And man, when I just first heard that song, you know, I could have seen myself writing that song, and it just perfectly, mm-hmm. you know, described my little town that I was from. And
right. Also
it's, you know, it's got lines in there about, you know, leaving the small town and saying you can always come back home. So
right. Obviously
me moving to Nashville, and, you know, that just, you know, hit home with me. And I was like, man, that was just a great song.
Right. I tell you, man, it's got such a great message in it as well. You know, for that. Now I know you're while you're there, I think I read, and I might be mistaken, so you can correct me, man, but you got away from it for a while, right? The music portion of this
when I was little, I used to take guitar lessons and stuff, and then my teacher moved away when I was younger, and you know, I just kind of gave up on it, and, you know, I literally forgot everything that I had learned.
Wow.
And at the end of high school, I just decided to pick the guitar back up, you know, just for fun.
Yeah.
You know, I had no idea that it would turn into this, or mm-hmm. I would make it into a career and be moving to Nashville, because I was just doing construction and, you know, just living a, you know, normal life. Just,
yeah.
You know, just... one day I just got a wild hair and, you know, like, we're going to do this. Let's go do it.
Yeah. Well, evidently it worked, man. I mean.
I had that mindset, like, you know, if it doesn't work, you know, I can always, just like the song says, I can always come back home.
Right.
You know, just pick up where I left off. But if I was going to do it, then I had to go now.
Right. And you've got to share the stage with some folks, man, some well-known folks, as a matter of fact.
Some great people.
Yeah,
just opening up for you know, Love and Theft and mm-hmm. Mark Chestnut, and what's the other guy's name? I forget. Goodness gracious, my mind's going blank this morning.
I haven't had
any caffeine this morning.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. It's these are musician hours. These are not, man. I get it.
Yeah.
I definitely get it, man. And you've been out of the construction business for a while, so it's not early morning. No, I totally understand that. Kelby, you're touring any, man? Like, or are you just staying around Nashville right now until you get out on the road, or how's that working?
We've been burning up the roads back in, you know, North Carolina. We did some shows in Virginia, and we got a show coming up in a couple weeks at Eddie's Attic in Georgia.
Okay,
and, you know, we're just been tearing up that whole area right now. We got a couple more weeks of traveling before we start slowing down for the rest of the year.
Right, right. Now, I want you to let folks know, man, where, of course, I know you have a website and stuff, and I want you to give that, man. But where's the best place folks can keep up with you at, man, when they want to, you know, find out where you're at, what you're doing, and how to get with you, man? What's the best place to do that?
Probably the best place is just on my Instagram or Facebook. It's under Kelby Costner Music. You know, you can go follow me on there and just kind of get, you know, some insight into everyday life that I do and all that stuff. And also I post all the shows and like some backstage footage and just all kinds of good stuff on there.
Right, right. And you're on Twitter as well, man. Are you on Twitter?
I think I have one, but I haven't been on there in forever.
All right, mostly, man.
My main two is just Facebook and Instagram.
I got you, man. I got you. I was going to say, man, I want to make sure we follow each other on Twitter. We're on Facebook too, though. That's no problem. Do you ever get, I got to ask this, man. I wasn't going to ask this. I really wasn't. And I'm like, nah, it's kinda,
I already know what you're going to ask.
Yeah, I know you do, man, because I know you get asked it all the time. And I said, nah, I'm not going to ask it. But I said, yeah, I'm going to ask it anyway, man, because I always like to see the flow, man. How many times you get asked that anyway? Is it all the time?
We don't even have to say the question.
Yeah, I know it. You get asked
usually,
that a lot?
That's usually how I introduce myself, is like, yeah, I'm Kelby Costner, and no.
I love it, man.
Before you even ask, I just say no.
And no. Okay, I got it, man. Yeah, that's cool, bro.
I wish I was.
Yeah,
his daughter lives here in Nashville.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man, if you was, man, maybe you could get a shot on Yellowstone or something, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great. I still got to watch that show.
Get a cameo on there or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's cool. Some projects coming up, man. Is there anything coming up or?
We're still, you know, listening to songs and just getting all that together. But
okay.
We're hoping to be cutting some more songs here soon.
Okay.
Get back in the studio and get some new music out for y'all.
So what you have out now, man, where can people get that out, what you got now?
It's mostly all online. It's just iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you get your, you know, stream it from.
Right.
It's on all the streaming services.
Cool.
Or if you don't have that, you can just go on YouTube. We got them all on there as well. You can just listen.
Cool. Well, brother, listen, if you ever get down our Louisiana way, man, I sure hope you stop in to HLE Radio and
I'm sure we will, and I'd love to, man.
And stop in and see the place and maybe even host the morning show one morning with us or, you know, if nothing else, just stop in and say hello, man. Take a picture so we can say you've been here at least, man. That would be awesome for us.
Do that and play a couple songs or something.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Kelby, man, I'm enjoying the song, brother, enjoying the music, man. And thank you for taking time out today to call in and talk to us and the listeners, man. And listen,
of course. Thank you, guys.
We wish you a lot of safeness on the road out there, man, burning it up. And, dude, y'all keep doing it, man. Y'all doing well.
Thank you, man. I really do appreciate it. Thank you all, guys, for loving Holy Ghost Town.
Absolutely, brother. Hey man, before you go, man, I almost messed up here, man. Can you do me a quick line or so? I'll have it, and I don't have to call you back, man. We'll just do it live on the air since we're here, and I got you.
All right, yeah.
You good with that, man? You just
say,
"Hey, I'm Kelby Costner, and you're listening to HLERadio.com, the home of Christian country music."
I'll try to remember that.
Yeah. If you can, I mean.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Hey, guys, this is Kelby Costner, and you're listening to HLERadio.com, the home of, country Christian music?
Yeah, home of Christian country music.
Christian country music.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, I know you do.
All right. Hey, guys, this is Kelby Costner, and you're listening to HLERadio.com, home of Christian country music.
I can make that work, man. One more, dude. You're listening to The Morning Show with my friend Hunter Logan. You know, I'm Cal Bacasa. You're listening to The Morning Show with my friend Hunter Logan. That should be easy enough.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, guys, you're listening. Oh, man, I messed that up. All right, here we go. You told me it was easy, and I messed it up. Hey, guys, it's Kelby Costner, and you're listening to The Morning Show with my friend Hunter Logan.
You got it, man. Kelby, thank you again, brother. And, man, let's stay in touch, brother.
Yes, sir, man. Anytime.
All right, brother. Be blessed.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right, man. That is Kelby Costner right there doing a great job.